man, what do I look like? I'm a safety. I'm a safety. Yes, I'm a safety. Well, I was informed that since I was listed as a linebacker in college that I had to only work out with the linebackers, so they was just going to make me only do linebacker stuff. So I asked if I could just, you know, if it was somehow, some way I can do the DB work, because that's what I was doing all, you know, off season and, you know, leading up to the combine. And, you know, I told my agents that, and they made it happen. They said the only way I can do it is if I do both. And I was like, that's easy, you know, that's no problem at all.
Are you just going to do extra DB drills tomorrow, or are you doing the DB stuff
on
Monday?
I'm doing the DB stuff with the DBs on Monday. I couldn't hear the last part of that question. You know, I don't really know how to answer that question. You know, I'm just going to do what I have to do, you know, in order to help whatever team decides to pick me up to the best of my ability.
Is there something about the way the game is played today that makes your safety extra
valuable? I believe so, more so now. You know, back in the day, you know, it was definitely more running. Now, you know, you have tremendous athletes, you know, out there on the islands and inside in the slots, you know, so I definitely think a good safety can be definitely valuable. Yes, I trained at Exos in San Diego, worked with Matt Clark, you know, the DB coach, you know, Roy Holmes and Brent Callaway, you know, they did a fantastic job getting all of us ready for this combine. You know, we're all ready to go. Basically, you know, they asked me, where do I see myself playing? If they were to draft me, where would they put me? What are my strong suits? What are my weaknesses? You know, just things like that. I tell them my natural position is definitely in a defensive backfield. You know, I had to fill a void this year, you know, because it was best for the team. If I had to do it all over again, I would. You know, I didn't think it would hurt me. You know, my mindset was, whatever I had to do, I'm going to do it to the best of my ability and, you know, try to make plays when I can. And, you know, I think that's what I did, and, you know, that's what I'm going to continue to do. Not really. You know, everyone's going to have an opinion. The only opinions I care about is the guys that's doing the drafting. And, you know, these analysts or whatever you guys call them can feel how they feel and do whatever they want to do. You know, I know what kind of player I am, and, you know, these scouts know as well. So, you know, there's no skin on my team. It was great. You know, he definitely did a great job of preparing us. You know, we couldn't have asked for anyone better to fill the void when Coach Hoke left. You know, he was hard on us. You know, he made it business like, and you know what we can expect at the next level. And you know, I'm more than grateful for that. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Oh yes, all of them. And even though they told me it was still a very strenuous process. You know, all the medical examinations and psychological testing. But you know, you're lucky to be here. They only invite 300 some guys, and you know, if you're one of those guys invited, you just go through the due processing and you know, try to enjoy it and, you know, have fun with the guys around you, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sorry. All those guys, you know, gave advice that, you know, I can definitely use and apply to this process. I'm running with the linebackers on Sunday, and then I'm just doing the DB workouts on the field on Monday. Yes, sir. Absolutely. You know, it's a lot of unknowns. I don't know what all of those things are, you know, but the bottom line is, I'm a ball player, and I'm a hell of a ball player. And you know, I tend to run fast. I tend to look smooth. You know, doing whatever it is that I'm asked to do. And you know, after a couple of interviews, you know, I think these coaches pretty much know what they're going to get. You know, I'm just going to keep improving. You know, to the best of my ability, stay grounded. You know, ignore all the outside noise. Nothing else matters to me besides what they think, and you know, besides the way I play. Yeah. Just you know, doing what I've been doing. You know, staying level-headed, staying 10 toes down, and just continue my work ethic. You know, they can question whatever they want to question. They can't question my work ethic. And, you know, I think that's going to take me a long way. What's up? What's up? What's up? No, man, I don't worry about that at all. You know, I control the controllables. You know, I'm pretty much effective, you know, wherever I'm going to be put. You know, I don't have a lot of tape at safety, but I'm a pretty damn good safety. And, you know, I think a lot of teams notice that. You know, they have the tape. You know, they ask me for tapes of, you know, me playing corner, me playing some safety. And but, you know, ultimately, you know, I hope a lot of questions are answered after this weekend. Yeah, a couple teams asked me about that. Not off the top of my head, I'm sorry. About those things, slot receiver, running back, you know, telling me I'm very dynamic with the ball in my hands, you know, things like that. Absolutely. They don't have to assume I will. I'm sorry. One question at a time, please. I definitely think the trend will continue. You know, I definitely think there's, you know, a lot more guys. You know, it's just about, you know, their coaching staffs letting them do things. But one thing I will recommend, just make sure, you know, they stay on their technique. You know, don't rely on your athleticism a lot. You know, I think that was one of my biggest flaws. But, you know, I'm cleaning that up, and, you know, it's all coming together for me. Free or strong, you know, I'm very, very fast, you know. Stronger than a typical DB, tougher than a typical DB, since I played linebacker in the Big Ten at 200 pounds. So, you know, that's anywhere from nickel. You know, I can play some corner still. So, you know, we're going to see. It's going to be a fun process. I plan to go sub 4.45. Yes, ma'am. Just, you know, my defensive back technique. You know, I hardly worked on it during the season, you know, because I was asked to fill a void at linebacker. So it was more inside run, you know, 9-on-7. You know, I couldn't participate in 1-on-1s and, you know, 7-on-7s as much as I could have. But, you know, it's all part of the process, man. I'm a winner, you know, and that's what the team needed me to do, so that's what I did. Absolutely. I believe so, I have, yes. It was a great experience, every interview, you know, was different in its own sense, but it's been pretty much the same. You know, they're trying to figure you out, and, you know, it's just go in there and be yourself, you know, don't lie. And, you know, if you made mistakes on film, which they will bring up, just own it, you know, explain to them what you did wrong and, you know, what you did to correct it and what you're going to do to, you know, make sure that mistake doesn't happen again. I wouldn't necessarily say so. You know, I'm pretty quick at adapting and, you know, adjusting to any scheme. You know, one of my biggest, you know, things about me is, you know, I'm very smart and I'm very adequate at adapting to, you know, whatever the coaches ask me to do to my best ability. You know, I only need to see things a couple of times in order to have it down pat. Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. I actually didn't know anything about him being pushed out, but, you know, my experiences from playing with him, you know, he gave me great information. You know, he was a great coach, and, you know, he made me tough. You know, I came in there as a freshman, you know, and I left when I transferred as a man, and I still use some of the tools he taught me to this day. I have met with the Jets, you know, informally, I don't think we've had a formal meeting yet, but, you know, I'll be excited wherever I land, man. Whoever, you know, decides to take a chance on me, I'll be more than grateful for it. know, a lot of the comparisons that I've heard, you know, I haven't really been reading too much, but, you know, I'm not a Deion Buchanan or anything like that, you know, or what's the other one? Miles Jack or, you know, Shaq Thomas or something like that. Like, those guys are, you know, extremely bigger than I am. So, you know, I just tried to, you know, I used to model my game and still try to model my game after guys like, you know, the Earl Thomases and, you know, guys like that. I'd be an elite prospect.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You know, like I said, you know, like the Earl Thomases and, you know, things like that. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to figure out what works well for you and what doesn't. And, you know, I think, you know, throughout my career, I'll figure that out. It's just about, you know, applying the technique and trusting the technique and just working on my craft. You know, I've really never had the ability to just, you know, really work on my craft. And now I do. And like I said, things are coming together very nicely for me. Well, out of high school, you know, everyone's bigger and taller than what they are. So, you know, I think they just kind of kept the listing from high school. You know, I didn't really care about it for real. You know, I'm a ball player regardless. If I was 5'8", you know, it doesn't matter to me.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.